Designer earns $1 million giving it the old college try. Welcome, friends. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Let's talk about hometown pride. Well, we're going to talk about that in the context of a side hustle, of course. A guy who was missing the South after migrating north to Boston. He goes out and creates a series of sports-themed pennants and t-shirts that put hometown pride on display. And since starting up, he's earned more than $1 million. We're going to talk about how he made it happen, what you might learn along the way, how this might inspire your own extra income project, perhaps your next small business idea even, who knows. And as I was working on this story, like, I'm not a big football fan myself, but I'm well aware of like the fanatical tribalism it can attract, which of course lends itself to merchandise of all kinds. I used to live in Alabama for a few years as a kid and teenager, and there was this big football team rivalry between Alabama and Auburn. And there was a store in the mall where I used to go as a kid. Well, I went to the mall. I didn't really go to the store too much, but the store was called the Alabama Auburn store. And it was like 50% Alabama merchandise and 50% Auburn merchandise. And now that I have some experience in entrepreneurship, I'm like, what a great idea. Like, those guys are the real winners. Who cares which team you like? I'll sell you a jersey either way. You know, I'm not sure what happened to that particular store, but perhaps this guy today is kind of following in those footsteps and taking it his own direction, of course. Let's hear the story of Micah Whitson. I'm excited to bring you this one. It's coming right up. Micah Whitson had spent his entire life in the South. In fact, he had never set foot any further north than the Mason-Dixon line, that is, the line separating the southern states from the North and the Midwest. By the time he got married, he felt like he needed to experience something new. So he and his wife decided to pack up the car and head north, beginning a new life with his skills as a designer. They ended up in Boston, a world away from what he knew, but they settled in well. He landed a job as the creative director with a large healthcare company. But although Micah had left the South had never truly left Micah. He knew that it was part of his spirit, a place that would be with him forever. And then, one day, Micah realized just how important that piece was to him. This was way back in 2011, actually, when some of the worst tornadoes on record ravaged the region, particularly Micah's home state of Alabama. Watching the devastation unfold from afar made him long for a connection to home. But where would he find it? After thinking, he was reminded of the types of flags and clothes people wore to their college football games. The colors, taglines, and symbols could bring a sense of community. And then the penny dropped, because he was a designer and he had a friend who was a printer. He decided to create posters, pennants, and t-shirts that symbolized schools and towns of the South. He'd recapture the magic of those old college football games, and in turn, the spirit and camaraderie of the Southern states would be on show in the designs of these products. It would be his first side hustle, and as you're going to hear, he turned this overtime project into a self-made championship. He decided to call the business The Old Try, named from the expression The Old College Try, which means to give something your best shot, even if the odds are against you. Coincidentally, that's the same attitude you need when starting a project like this of your own. The first thing Micah did was a series of designs that capture the heart and emotion of people from the South, and to find those designs, he drew on his own experience. He had lived in four of the southern states. He felt like he could represent them well. So he took some common phrases and images and began to design posters and pennants, including them. Before long, he had a handful of designs that were all his own. Everything was printed and made at his friend's shop in Somerville, just outside Boston. And to showcase them, he built a website. Micah wasn't expecting much when he launched that site. He sent out a few emails to some bloggers. This is going back a ways when bloggers were more influential than TikTok. TikTok didn't actually exist. He sent out those emails to inform them of the site, and as luck would have it, a blog called Design Sponge picked up the story. And that was no small accomplishment. The blog received 700,000 daily readers, so things were about to get real for Micah and the Old Try website. That one feature resulted in over 20,000 page views, thousands of orders, and most importantly, was the inspiration or the push he needed to fully dive in. Micah and his wife celebrated by inviting some friends over for a packing party to get the first 100 orders out. Now, you could put that launch down to luck, but Micah felt it was the concept that resonated with people. Again, a shared sense of community. The side hustle was coming of age at the same time as Pinterest and Instagram. Also, the types of products he was making were extremely photo-friendly and likely to be shared. Over the months and years since, some of Micah's posts have been shared by celebrities such as Russell Simmons and Reese Witherspoon. This has helped to further drive growth and increase sales. Also, he has added new designs based on suggestions from customers. People from the South are passionate about where they come from. They're more than willing to email Micah ideas for new products, and that feedback he receives influences what gets released on the Old Try website. Now, in terms of financial success, I already mentioned this in the introduction, but the Old Try has won the Heisman Trophy. That just means it's doing pretty well. At the time of our story, which was a number of years ago, Micah had generated over $1.5 million in revenue. The business was profitable, and it had all been built on a foundation of just $7,000 in investment, and all while Micah continued to work a day job. Now, that's pretty cool, right? And also, at the time of our story, the Old Try only had a small fraction of total areas of the United States designed. So he had about 130 different incorporated places. There are thousands more to go. So an obvious growth path is to expand that range, promoting hometown pride across borders. Well, as I said, Micah got a little bit lucky perhaps with that big mention from Design Sponge, a popular blog, but he took the luck and improved upon it. He went from those first 100 orders to thousands of orders. He continued to add designs, improve the process, reach out to other folks. So sometimes luck is a little bit of a catalyst, and then it's like, what are you going to do with it, right? If you get lucky, consider what you're going to do with your luck. And I think this is just such a wonderful business. It's still up and running, of course. I don't know how many designs he has now, but he is still going strong. So I hope this is a point of inspiration to you, listeners. And as always, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. So I hope you'll not only be inspired, but go and do something for yourself and consider what can you make? How can you build something that will create financial freedom for you, allow you to do more of what is important to you, and maybe even bring some joy to others along the way? That's what it's all about. At least that's our mission. Detailed archives of 3,200 plus episodes, completely free, available for download or streaming at sidehustleschool.com. Thank you for listening today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.